on the Ravavam base. Tanu Rabbana. Ilu nema chayt v'talisa. If it would have said in the pasuk, chayt v'talisa, hayisiyayim etaylin ha'isei v'achkach mamisin ha'isei. You would think that first you hang him, and then you stone him. Kederach shamachus ha'isei, just like the malchus does. First you hang, and then you kill him. Tamud loyim avuhumas v'talisa mamisin ha'isei v'achkach taylin ha'isei. First you kill him, you do skila, and then we hang him. So it means
what
the Havim Yidigma is, what?
What does the hanging do? Meaning that hanging of a Misa.
Right. When we're hanging, he's dead already, and we're hanging.
I would have thought that you hang him to kill him. That's not skila.
No.
No, and afterwards, you do skila.
He's dead already.
No, the hanging is not, that's what I'm saying, the hang is not a death. They just, it's not like you, when we know we hang somebody today. Right? Hanging is just putting you up against this wood.
Like to show off what's
right.
Going on.
It's saying, on
Pearson.
They're hanging him from the neck, hanging from his arms.
Right.
How could skila work if he's hanging?
Again.
The most happening was would hang him and give him skila while he's hanging.
It's machlokes rishonim, not so pashut. Maybe you just hang him, take him down, and do skila. So the pasuk teaches you, no, the first you kill him and then you do skila.
So on the side that you do skila
while he's hanging, what's wrong?
So you can't put a stone
on him.
Chest.
You throw it on his chest, and that's it. Yeah.
And the pressure of the stone on his chest is supposed to kill him. Throwing it at him won't help.
Oh, so yeah, well, if you throw it hard at his chest, it will skill him. Yeah, Zakti Gemara.
It's a big rock, and you need two people to lift it up. So throwing it down is one thing. Throwing it down.
Okay, maybe then we wouldn't have the drasha that it's a big rock. Yeah. Okay, Zakti Gemara. Okay, so how do we do this? Mashin, I say, Asamach Shkia Sechama. We keep it till Shkia Sechama. We push it off the Misa, the Gmadin, till Shkia Sechama. We go in as Dina, and we go in as Din. When Misa, I say, we kill him with Skila. Achakach, till the I say, we hang him. Echad kaisha, one person hangs, ties him. Echad mate, one person unties him. There was nothing in between. It was tying, untying, down. So it was mamash a moment that he was up there. It's mashia from the Gemara that there was two different people. One person was kaisha and one person was mate. Right? The same person didn't do both. Okay.
It's faster if you do two.
What?
It's faster if two different
people. Yeah, okay, either that or stamets. Yeah. That's what they did. Machlokes in the shana if you need to do that. Like it was a din to be yaitz. Do it.
There's the cost of why we hang somebody. There's no we have not said a reason yet why. Right.
Well, it's bizyanis. It's probably some kapara to him also. I'm saying, but it's because there's a cost. So you hang him, you take him down right away. So Joshua Masha Noisei, you delay it as Gmadino. The Gmadin Veitel Noisei Shachas. You don't hang him in the morning. Shemini Shachas Vikriyasa. Viyavu De Shikha. Maybe you're gonna forget. And you're gonna forget. You're gonna might leave him there. Some of Shkiyas Chama, if she give him a yad, you do it right next to Shkiyas Chama. She bury him right away.
But Rashi doesn't say the reason he gave yesterday because maybe something will happen and they'll be maybe chuzin, they'll be able to join him or something. Yesterday you said the reason why you wait till Shkiya is because maybe they won't have to kill.
You still have more time now to kill. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that's what
Rashi says. Yeah. We learned in the Braisa. It says in the pasuk that you hang him on an eight. Shemeani bein talish bein mechuba. Say if the eight is a real tree, it's connected to the ground. Say if it's the eight that we thought that it was a pole, you stuck it into the ground. Tamalayma ki kover. It says ki kover. Misha ena mechusa elakvir. We bury the eight, right? Yesterday we said we bury the eight. We bury it with him, not mamash, not mamash with him, but within the Dalet Amos. So it says that you should bury the eitz. The eitz is just missing burial.
Why does the pasuk mean that the wood gets buried?
What?
Cover to burn a burial means the wood means the eitz. Does?
No, pasuk doesn't mean. But it's going on that also. Leisol nevlase ala eitz ki cover the ground is going on. Yeah, it's a drasha. It's just, you're right, it's not the pasha touch. But Rashi says, ki kavai me ribuye mashma, the af eitz ba'i kvur, from the ribu. Okay. So if it'll be a tree, you'd have to cut it and then bury it. It's not mashma, that's mashma, right away you bury it.
But according to this, you still stick it in the ground.
So that holds, he didn't stick it to the ground. We said yesterday, Abiyasi, the Mishnah says, you lean it against the wall. He says, Meisha enu mechusa ala kvura. It has to just be missing kvura. Yatzezesha mechusa tlisha kvura. Like Rav Mazel was just saying, this, the way we're learning, it's a telephone pole, so you have to uproot it from the ground. You're right, you don't have to cut it, it's not a tree, but you have to uproot it, and that's not, it's mashma, you just bury it itself. So that's why Abiyasi holds that you don't push it into the ground. So what did Abana do with that? It's also mashman that you don't push it in the ground. Just pulling it out doesn't mean anything. It's not a real act. Ketzitza, you have to take a sword and cut it, whatever.
But you would have to hold your lean against the wall, otherwise what's the
That's what he said.
That's the reason.
Even sticking into the ground is nismayet. It's missing, pulling out and burying. That's not considered. Pulling something out of the ground is not considered a ma'aseh. We know why is the person, the Mishnah said, we explain why is the person hanging? Because he was mevarech es Hashem, and therefore you take him down, you don't leave him overnight, because it's going to be a bezayin for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People are going to say, what did he do? He was Megadeth. He cursed Hashem. Tanya. What is this marshal similar to? Similar to two brothers, two umim, twins. In one city.
Identical twins.
Yeah. One of them, the melech was Mamanahim. And one of them became a robber. Tiva melech v'tala'u. The melech came out and said that the rabbi has to get hung. Everyone who sees this person hanging. The king is hanging. It was the king. So then the melech was mitzvah to take him down. So too, yid zakir asher l'shnei tum af adam asui, but the yukna shall mark him. A person looks like somewhat of a.
It's not like we said yesterday. We say that's like an advertisement of Berachas Hashem. It's not the God. The God is that you're
One second. But the Mishnah said. We said what the Mishnah said.
The Mishnah said it?
Yeah. Kalayma. Why? Neimazet talim neshabir Hashem. And Shem Shemayim Mischal. So the Rishonim say.
Yeah, Shem Shemayim Mischal means that I see Hashem here.
Rashi, that's not the way Rashi learns.
No, Berachas Hashem is the reason why we're hanging you.
The Rishonim
say that this is a new brayso. This brayso is arguing on our Mishnah.
Why does that argue the Mishnah? Why can't it be that I see Hashem here?
No, because that's not the way it's attached. Mishnah kolay ma mipnei ma zatoli why is gehem the shabir chaz Hashem the nimtz Hashem shemayim mischal because
right.
Right. So the Rishonim say Ben Yona and others. They say that it means that this branch is arguing now. It's not a different reason. It's interesting.
Our Mishnah is on contrary to the Pashut. And if you hold,
That's a good answer. Zakti Ma'avait. Omer Amei. Meir said that Hashem, what does the Shechina do? It's hard for my, it's heavy, heavyweight. The Baruch Hashem's head is heavy. If bad is coming out, my master will receive in this pasuk any such mashmayis. On my bayah, commander, on my kal lace. It's not soft on any kal. Rashi says it's not soft on me. It's not easy on me. It means kalani or kilolas means it's not. In fact, the Imam Amalei Yavim can't cover the light. She covered the light. It should have said, it's hot on me. Why does it say it's not? Look, the Imam.
It's not light.
Alamei Yavim, commander Amma Kili Alma. It means the world, it's easy on the world, but it's hot on me. So it's not, it's saying the truth. It's not Kaleith. It's Kili Alma. The world is has a Kal, but it's on me, it's hot. Yeah, it's easy
meaning
on the world.
It's a lashon that's sarcastic lashon that people use.
A little bit, right.
Commander Makilia, like someone says, the world is easy on the
world. As opposed to hard.
Right. In fact, that means When we said
kal
leis,
what does Rashi teach mekana mean? Mekana means like it's like kine, a, kine. Right, exactly.
Mekana, in fact, the Gemara, Haimi Bayil Lelugafei, we need a pasuk kilolas for it itself, itself that if you're mekal, you get hung, skila. Okay, name it kol mekal, my kilolas. Why does the pasuk use a different word to teach you this? That it's covered, it's hard for Hashem. Maybe it's Gufa telling you this, and that's it. Okay, name a kalas, my kilolash, my minatati. It teaches you two things.
The Gemara's teretz didn't really answer. The Gemara's kasha was, why is Hashem speaking b'loshin?
Because over there it wasn't loshin sagi, no, over there it was a loshin that kal leis, it's not kal.
Oh, right, it was very clearly the opposite.
Right.
The opposite of no is yes.
Right, exactly. So we said that it's a mitzvah on everyone. You're never allowed to delay a burial. How do you know if you delay a burial? If you delay burial,
why don't I have
like
song of
Lose? What?
Why don't I know definitely Solon of Lasser?
We didn't say the Solon of Lasser. That's only
burn,
no. That's only by Skila. Here we want to know every person, a regular person. Don't delay. You know, Rabbi Leib was marked with it on him. They should have within 6 hours. Is it in you not to delay a burial? Zakti Gemara. Shimon Yechai Yemes Akfur Minatay Minai. How do you know? How do you know the person supposed to be buried? Maybe you could do a what's it called again?
Cremate.
Does you have to bury a person? You have to bury a person.
Interesting. We're learning that you can't hold somebody overnight that from a misa of skila.
No. That we learned from a
dozen. Kikavet
tigbuyanu. Right. It's a pasuk in skila.
Yeah, that's a pasuk by skila, but it was extra word.
Right. It's like a random place.
When the Rebbe, you medash and everything, and now the Gemara has a new Gemara. How do you know bechalal you need burial? Zakti Gemara, because it says kavet tigbuyanu. Zakti Gemara, Amalei Shvar Malka Rav Chama. Shvar Malka came to Rav Chama, and he asked him, Minayim, how do you know you're buried? Ishtik, he didn't answer, we didn't know. Ishtik, Amalei Vemidi, he didn't answer. Amalei Rav Acha by Yaakov,
What else besides the kruv should we be doing? Does anybody explain what
do
that means?
Do whatever you want. Burn the guy, throw him in the ocean. I don't know, do anything.
No. Burn his ass, put the ashes in the break front, you know?
Like, yeah. Yeah. Zakti Gemara Amar Avacha. He said Amar Avacha Yaakov. Imse Amar Biyada Tepshay. The world was given over to Tipshim. Why did Nebucham answer? The Bayelad Mimik. He covered. It says you should bury him. So he says no, because he could have said the La'avid La'arim. It doesn't mean bury him in the ground. Put him in the arm and let him rot.
They make a tomb above ground.
Yeah. Tikbiranu. So let him say from the pasuk Tikbiranu. So he would say Le'mashmalei. He wouldn't Tikbiranu the Ribui. The guy would say, it's not mashma to me that I don't see anything from an extra drasha. It's just covered the ground. That's the way people talk. It doesn't mean anything. The name of the ikvit tzaddiki. Let him say, because we see Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankiv got buried. We know there's Maris and Pachpela. I mean, Hagab Amud, that was Tam Aminik, but there's no Chir. Let him say, Midikavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'maisha. You see, if Hashem did that, obviously it was correct. No, that was also L'shtanim and Hagab. Hashem also tries not to do Achinim and Hagim. So that's why he didn't tell him anything.
Yaakov Yunus said, I'm not going to marry him with Mitzrayim.
So he said, there's talking no makar in the
Torah. There's no makar to that.
Yeah, it was just a minik. People did it, so they did it, but there was no real makar. Tashma, maybe he could have said.
What?
Oh, it's a good kasha. We see that a kind God does mechuyiv to bury even a meis mitzvah. He's mechuyiv to be metame himself. Wow.
To do what with him? Maybe
to bury him.
The pasuk clearly says to bury him, or maybe to be metame. Whatever it means,
what?
I don't know. What does the pasuk say?
Take him out of the road where people are stepping on.
You mean just burn him?
No. What does the pasuk say over there? I don't know the pasuk.
It says over there burying dafka. What's the pasuk?
Matama. The pasuk says matama. The pasuk says matama. It's a drush of the extra words of chayse and all that.
Right. That's the
maybe you just burn the guy. He's sitting on the road. He's rotting. So maybe don't let him rot. Burn him. Make him black cover.
Or do whatever the minigoyim is. Put him in a box.
Put him in a box and leave him. So, right. Tashma, we want to bring it right from a pasuk. This pasuk is in Melacha. V'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavru Yisrael. What's it talking about? Yeravam had one son. His name was Avia, and his brother Acher Shlaini saw that he was a good person. Why? What did he do good? Yeravam didn't let anyone go the other ego. So he stopped it. Avia stopped it. So he said, "V'saftu lo kol Yisrael v'kavru Yisrael." He said to bury him. So you see that burying is you're supposed to do. No, that was also like the Shtayim Menhag was only to be Mishana from a minig. He was a good person, so we said, don't be Mishana from a minig. So the Gemara brings another passage. It says, bad people, la'yispidu v'la'yikvu l'daiman apnei adama, yiyu. Let them rot. So you see that, but good people, you bury. No, the Shtayim Menhag, we're doing that.
What is daiman?
Daiman is like daiman.
It's referring to not good people?
Yeah. So Zakhtigimara, these people, let them be Mishana from the minik, but don't say that you're Mechuyivt. Yaakov said, bury him in time. So Gemara said that that's just, I mean, it's because he didn't want to be Mishana from the minik. It wasn't a real Chiyiv. Everyone gets buried, so you figured, you know what, let me also get buried. Huh? Gemara brings Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Tzadiki Ba'amas, Rashi explains who's that, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The name of the Ikvet Tzadiki, I mean, he wouldn't do such a thing just for a minig, he said. So he wanted to do what Avraham Yitzchak did. So the Ma'avati, he said, he said, he said, he said, he said, he said, no.
Basically, any story you're going to bring, you say it's minig. It's not a sea voice, so it's...
You see how important minig is?
Yeah, the bottom line is there's no pasuk on the Torah. Exactly. Clearly telling you you have to do it.
If everybody makes gets that minig and you don't, it's
fair.
Yeah.
It's very amazing. No, because it doesn't say bury it. It just says that that's what Yitzchak said to do. It doesn't say that.
By the way, the Gemara is even shred. The Gemara says remez l'kfurim and atorim inayin. Remez, there's many remez. I mean, if Mordechai would be right, if you want to say there's no klara pasuk that says there's a mitzvah, it's one of the tayag mitzvahs. Okay, but remez l'kfurim and atorim. Certainly, remez. You see what's going on. It's all over the place.
No, because you can't tell a guy I have it Russia.
Rashi touches. Remez means she'adam chayiv. It's not just like stop. Remez didn't mean
that's why Rashi tied. That's why Rashi tied.
That's it, exactly. But it's much more than that. It's much more. They came to Shvar Malka. Shvar Malka was coming to fight it. See, he was quiet. He wasn't going to start telling them these things because they're going to answer everything. Maybe you're right. Maybe today you want to know. He Taka said, Shumayichai said, I have a pasuk covered the ground. Get out of here. That's it. But when you're talking to Shvar Malka, right, we know from the pasuk. But and now you tell that to a guy. Yeah. No, you're right. But that's why Shimon Yechai right away answered. I have a pasuk, that's it. When you come in to explain a guy, and you're going to tell him the extra vowel, go. You fell on your head. No, the boil was, why didn't he bring him, why didn't he bring Shvar Malka around? Okay. So we asked now like this. The boil, why do we bury a person? Mishum Bezyainu? Or Mishum Kapar? Is it because it's embarrassment, it's that everyone sees the body rotting away? Or it's a kapara, the fact that you put him down underneath the ground, it's not, it's also mayor, the mashpil, so therefore it's a kapara for himself. The more the mind of Kamina, who cares what it's for? You gotta do it anyways. He says he doesn't want to bury this person means himself. The person says, don't bury me. If it's because it's embarrassing, like Kalkamin, he's not allowed to embarrass it. The person is craving. He okay embarrass himself, but the craving, it's embarrassing for the craving that this person is sitting out there. So he's not trusted. He can't do that. Yeah, Mishum Kaparu. Hamalei bein Kaparu. He says he doesn't want Kaparu, so he's allowed to do that to himself. So Rashi says a very interesting thing.
Kaparu, he could do, bring up, he could tell himself he doesn't need a Kaparu.
The
Kaparu
don't have a
Taina. Right, Kaparu can't have a Taina Kaparu. So Rashi is very interesting. Hamalei bein Kaparu v'inami kavrelei. Even when you bury him, lay meschaper.
Because he denied it.
But it's a metzias. It's metzias that is Mayor the Mashmar Rashi said before. Oi, keich lavi kapar batman azu by burying him there. Shemayin and Mashpid and Leizer betachtus. I know where Rashi got from. Other Yishanim argue on Rashi. But a kapanim, if he says he doesn't want the kapar, you should believe it. He doesn't need it. So the Mayor Tashma, but the ikvit tzadik, tzadik can get buried. Yeah, mishum kapar, tzadik li kapar, tzuchi, tzadik li kapar. Come on in. It's not possible. A person shouldn't do a chet. To go without a chet. We know the four people, Binyamin, Vechulu, that. So why do they need burial?
Elamai.
We don't know that the four had Kura. We don't know.
Right, but fall back onto the Minik.
Okay, but they're showing them say.
So there is an element of design also. The question is probably which is the ikur.
It's more than just the ikur. We see that if he won't want.
Yeah, but they didn't. They didn't turn down the design.
So what are Rishonim say?
So some Rishonim say that they did thought something. Even if they say nothing, epis they did. And some Rishonim say that's minik.
What's the kapara of burial? Why is that a kapara?
So Rashi says that. They lay you down low. I don't know what else will you do, but yeah.
Rashi doesn't say because the worms eat
it. No, Rashi just says the fact that they put you underneath the ground.
The Ran says that when you're a human, you're above the ground, you can do everything, you know, you have the ability to do things when you're on the ground.
But that's because you're dead.
Right.
You can do so much. That
this is like the nail in the coffin, literally.
And a chashva person, you put him in a mausoleum above the ground. This is
Tashma, it says in Pasuk, Yisabtalei kal Yisrael, v'kavru ha'isayim. Yeah, v'kech l'avi kapar, hanach nami likru. If it's a kapar, let everyone be buried. We're saying that Aviyah, the son of Yeravam, was buried because he was the tzaddik. Everyone should be buried. So the Gemara, hide the tzaddik who to have the kapar, hanach l'ay. Forget, since he was a tzaddik, we wanted him to have kapar. To show him, we don't need them to have kapar. They weren't maspid, the bad people, and they didn't bury them. I was like, I'd like to have the kapar in order for them not to have kapar. Yibaylu. Hespedo. It's an important question. Hespid, is yikud the chai have it or yikud the shachv? Is it a covered? For the person that's alive, for the craven, or for the dead person. The person says, don't be masked with me. They weren't good speeches. They weren't good speakers. There was one speaker in town that was called a masked. He got them to cry, so he had to pay him. He charged. So who has to pay him? The person that died or the Yarshim? Who's the Chiva? Is it a covet for the person that died? And the person that died is mechayev to pay, or if it's a
meaning the yeshim would have to pay for that, or could the yeshim say, "I don't want to pay."
Yeah.
No, but let's say there was no estate. So if it comes from the yeshim, then they have to do it.
Tashma. Vayavi Avram mispaid l'sarav of kaisa. They came. They waited for Avram. Avram was by a kiddush Yitzchak, and the sarav died, and they waited for Avram to give a hesped. If you can tell me it's covered for the live people for Avram, it's not good to leave over mace. Because Avram's covered, we delayed Sarah's kvura. It's like the Mara, Sarah goof. So here we see, obviously.
Yeah, I understand. If it's Mishum Yikar the Chai, then it makes sense that we'd wait for Avram.
Because of his covered, we delay her?
But it tells
his
you
loss?
No, if the chiyuv is on the person that's alive,
the problem is
then Avram has a chiyuv to be masped.
Then the ikur is that Avram should be there. We don't care about Sarah.
No, it doesn't mean we don't care about the mace. The mace has its problem. The shah is why we're doing it. We're doing it for the cover of the live person or cover of the dead person.
Cover a mace, right?
Yeah, they still cover the mace.
Just question.
Right, the question is on the hesped itself. Right. So the Gemara, so here you see obviously that it's covered a mace, and the mace needs the hesped, wants the hesped. So as a Gemara, no, it's not a riot. Sarah Gufa Nichala Kech the Miyakab Avram. So they had such a good marriage.
Right. She wanted.
She wanted that Avram should have Kav. Even though it was hard for her, she would rather Avram have Kav.
Snapshot that she wanted that it was snapshot that it was
she wanted the
that she wanted herself. The has no meaning that she wanted it was covered for her to have Avram there. She wanted to promote Avram.
Right. Tashma v'saf to call yourself a cover rice. The Kaisel and give a husband covers. Yeah, Mishum Yikud the Chaye who Hanuk Bnei Yikin in them. Were they right in the kach? They were all Shayim, covered of the live people. Everyone he was the tzaddik. Everyone else was Rasha. So come on, Nichalu to the Chaye the Miyake Beinshi. The tzaddik is okay that people are getting covered from him. Tosh Mali Yispul v'la Yikvuru. Says that you shouldn't La Yispul v'la Yikvuru. What do you mean? If it's Yikir the Chaye, the people that were alive that were still tzaddikim. And Mala Nichalu tzaddikai. The Yikir b'Rishaye. It's not good for the tzaddikim that covered for Rishaye. The Rishaye are getting covered. Tosh Ma says in Pasuk B'Shalim Tamus. So what do we see from here? This was said Tzidkiyo. What does he care? Shalom Thomas, what's he talking about? Let the Yidden have covered from you. Just like they had covered from your father. It means you went in your father's ways. You went in good ways. Everyone else didn't go in your father's ways. You went in your father's ways. It's meant to be covered for that itself.